This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, as you all know, we have entered a blessed month. We have entered the month of mercy. We have entered the month of maghfirah. We have entered the month where we know that the doors of Jannah are opened and the doors of Jahannam are closed. It is a beautiful month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. So take this opportunity well and make sure that you reap in as much benefit as you can, inshaAllah. The Sahabas, they knew the benefits of this month. But for us, this month is just like any other month. But we need to make sure that we can make this month the best. We need to think like the Sahabas and make sure that we understand the virtues of this month. I just want to share with you, and I'm sure all of you have heard of this verse before, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing me and you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Oh, you who believe, aren't we the believers? Aren't we the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to? Yes, He's not talking to the people. He's not saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Oh, you who believe. And alhamdulillah that we are believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ Now look at the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. He says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ That fasting has been prescribed for you. Fasting is a prescription, has been prescribed for you. Now when you go to the doctors, as an example, when you go to the doctors because of a certain sickness, the doctor checks you out. The doctor examines you. And then he gives you a prescription. And with that prescription, you take it to the pharmacy and you take your medicine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ That this fasting has been prescribed for you. So this is a prescription. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a medicine to take so that we can cure a sickness that we have. We all have a sickness, and that is the sickness of sins that we commit. That is a sickness that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a cure, and that is siyam. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ And subhanAllah, when you take this medicine, for example, when you visit the pharmacy, you take the medicine and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either give you a cure or not. It is up to Allah. And sometimes we may say that this medicine is not working. We might take a second opinion from another doctor. How do we know that a medicine will work on us? That's if it was used for the people or people previously have used it and they have become cure from it. That is how we know a medicine works. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this siyam, this fasting, has also been prescribed to the people before you. That means this is a medicine that works because people previously used it. And they used it and they attained Jannah from it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this siyam, this fasting, is your cure. Take this fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you may attain this Allah consciousness. You may attain this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may link yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making dhikr of Allah, by knowing who Allah is. That is what we want. We want to cure ourselves from the sickness that we have in order that we may go to the straight path. And this is what we need to do. If we can take this medicine, and this medicine that the doctors give us tell you, then make sure that you take this medicine, for example, 3 times a day. Once after the morning meal and after the lunch meal and after dinner, make sure you finish it, then this medicine will work. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us how to take this medicine, this siyam, fasting. Take it in the right way. Complete the 30 days. Complete the 30 days and make sure you take this medicine, this siyam, with the recitation of the Quran, with the qiyamul layl. Make sure you take it with the remembrance of Allah. Then only then this medicine will work. So take this siyam as a medicine for us, that we will be cured from our sickness that we have, insha'Allah ta'ala. Take this medicine. And Allah has blessed us with this. Do not be those who fast the month of Ramadan and all they achieve is hunger and thirst. Don't be that person. But be the person that after Ramadan finishes, Allah forgives our sins. Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts with faith in the month of Ramadan, with faith and hoping for a good reward, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. Be that person, insha'Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure our sickness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this disease from our hearts, so that insha'Allah this month of Ramadan we can be in line with following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa jazakumullahu khair. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahu al-azim li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khair.